You see the word in Christ. So the word in Christ was used about 130 times in the epistles. And other words like by him, through him, in him, by whom, and all of that put together, there are about 160. Your identity is linked to whatever you understand about in Christ. Moment you are saved, you are where? In Christ. But your growth and the things you can explore, the things you can do in Christ is dependent on how much you know about what you have in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, can you see that? Now, we learnt in English that you cannot start a sentence with therefore, right? We learnt in English that you cannot start a sentence with because, right? You cannot just wake up one morning and say, ah, because. Or you just wake up and say, ah, mommy, good morning, therefore I'm going out. There has to be a line of thought. There has to be a line of speaking. That is one thing we don't know how to do in the Bible. A lot of us, when we study our Bible, we always cherry pick. We pick the ones that favor us and pick the other ones without trying to touch them. For instance, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But actually, let's look at it. Can you actually do all things? If you are talking from the context of what Paul was talking about in Philippians, there's a difference between motivation speaking and teaching the word. I can come here and tell you, you can do. I put somebody on the keyboard, that's what we're doing. Boom, 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 boom. You jump, remove your shirt, remove your tie. And when you leave here, you say that, oh, the word was taught. But we just gathered there for jamboree. The most thing that favored you was that you burn calories. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, can we just read that together? 2 Corinthians 5:17. 1-17. 1-3, go. Can you see the word any man? What does any man mean? Beautiful. Another word. You got it. Beautiful. Another word. Another word for any man is what? Another word for any man is what? So if you want to give me a synonym of any man, what am I looking for? You got it. Any man. Any man. Is anybody called any man? Okay. So any man is like a blank check. If I give you a check and I say write anything on it, what does any mean? Any. So this is a blank check to every man on earth. If any man be in what? Now, when I say something, you can't start a sentence with therefore. So let's go back a few verses. Let's go to verse 15. And that he died. Oh, you cannot just wake up one morning and just say, and he died. Do we start sentences with and? So can we go back one more verse? Let's see verse 14. Can we start from here? So let's see it. It says, for the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. What is he talking about? Christ and death. So who is the picture of 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14? Christ, and that he died. Look at the next verse, verse 15. And that he died for all, that day, when you see that day which live, what comes to your mind? But what phrase can you use to associate with they which live should not henceforth live? Does that have to do with identification? It says, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. So those that are living should not live unto themselves. That means he's trying to point your attention to an identification that is associated with a death of Christ. Now see, but unto him which died for them and rose again. It didn't just end at rising. You know, I tell people something. What makes you a Christian is not believing in God. Bible says in James that even the devils believe in God and they what? Tremble. So what makes you a Christian is not believing in God, but believing in what? Christ. What makes you a Christian is not just believing in Christ that he died, because every man on earth will die. What makes you a Christian is believing that he died, he rose. It didn't just end there. He ascended. Now, but where did he ascend to? Okay, we'll see that today. Give me verse 16. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we know Christ after the flesh, yet know him henceforth, know we him no more. King James is terrible. But you got what? You shall read and follow, shall? King James has plenty English. Give me the next verse. So this is the major part. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? Is a new, see the word there, new creature, there means a species that has never existed before. So if any man be in Christ, he is a species that has never existed before. Look at it though. It says, all things are passed away. Behold, All things. Now look at, there are two things there. First one is what? Old. Second one is what? All. But look at where the behold came. If I tell you to behold something, what does that mean? To pay deliberate attention. It's not just to look. Because you can look at someone and not be looking at the person. So when he says behold, it means pay deliberate attention to what I'm about to say next. He says, all things have become new. Look at what all things now means. You know, I give an example. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So I can do all things through Christ. Paul was not saying he could do all things. You have to read in context. He was talking about how he could live in little and live in surplus. I can do these things because Christ strengthened him. That is why the Bible did not tell us to give thanks for everything, but in everything. So when you have so much, you are what? Thankful. When you have surplus, you are what? Thankful. When you have little, you are what?
Thankful.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So now let's look at the all things in this verse. Look at the next verse. Look at it though. It didn't even stop at 17. It is the all things did not stop at 17. All things went to verse 18. What did he say? All things are what? They are of who? Who hath reconciled us? So can we say reconciled us is part of all things?
Yes.
He has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and he has given to us the ministry of what?
Yes.
A lot of us stop at he has reconciled us and don't go further to ministry of reconciliation. Every believer is a minister of the gospel.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Every believer has a ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
If you're my friend, I will charge. You know, I always ask you something. How is Jesus and his ministry? You know that, right? Or how is ministry going? What am I asking you of? I'm asking you about this ministry of reconciliation. Now God has brought you to himself. He has given you the assignment to go and preach the gospel that brought you to himself to other people so they can be brought to God. Look at verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19. That's for you. Now, it says, to think that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And he had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. What is word there? The message of reconciliation. Look at verse 20. Now then, we are what? Say that with a conviction. I'm an ambassador of God. Of Christ.
I'm an ambassador of Christ.
For Christ. You know, as though God did besiege you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead that you be reconciled to God. Now look at verse 21. For he had made him to be what? To be what? To be what? You see, everything he was talking about was... So everything he's explaining after this, he's talking about the all things related to what? Verse 17. You know, he says, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? And I said, creation is what? So who is a new species that has never existed? You see, when the Bible says that, you are a new creation. A lot of people think that new creation is talking about that thing you are called the moment you are born again. So we consider new creation as those people that just receive life into themselves. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let me use this word. We think new creation is actually talking about new converts. You that you have been a Christian for 30 years, are you an old creation? You are a new creation from the moment you are born again. Till when? Forever. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm a new creation. Talk to him with a conviction and say, I'm a new creation. So now, to understand all these things that God has done for us in Christ, we have to understand what the Bible is saying. When people say the Bible is basic instruction before leaving earth, right? I pity you. The only time basic instruction before leaving earth is valid is if you obey all the instructions. You know, the pastor was preaching and he said, the man of God said, God speak to me. You know, I don't know if we still do that thing. You pick your Bible one Monday morning and you just say, God, any verse I open, speak to me. And you open it. He just saw and Judas killed himself. He said, no, there's a second chance. He opened the second time. He did it fast. You know. The Bible is a Christocentric book. Even as much as it has other stories, it is pointing to one person. It is pointing to who?
Christ.
One person, Christ. You can see a lot of stories around. We are to use those stories to learn. But the purpose of the Bible is to show us who? Christ. So the most valid expression of your identity should be learned from where? The Bible. When you see the word in Christ, look around that word that says in Christ. That is where your identity is. That is what your identity talks about. And let's go to John chapter 3, verse 1. You know, first of all, Jesus said something. He said, "Ye search the scriptures, you think you have life in them. You think you will find eternal life. But there are those in James. They point to me, simple. That's what I was saying. Look at John 3:1. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named who? Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. For him to be a ruler, that means he was very intelligent. Look at the next verse. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Teacher, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Look at the next verse. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be what? A man be what? Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, those two phrases or two sentences that were used after except, they have been misunderstood widely by people. First of all, we see the kingdom of God as making heaven. Let me say something to us today. A believer's goal is not heaven. A believer's goal is not heaven. A believer's start point is heaven. On your mark, get set. Oh, heavenly rest. Hey. Bros, you go tire. Let me go further. Heaven is not a physical location. If heaven is a physical location, we should be ready to hear that CNN will do breaking news. Man has discovered where heaven is. You know, heavenly rest, I don't go tire. See, I'm rest assured that you'll be tired very soon. Do you know why? Because where you think you are running to, where you think you are running to is in you. So the heaven, you are a born-again believer. You know, so, that word is even complex. Someone say I'm a born-again Christian. As if those that are just Christian are not born again. you know, you just want to emphasize your good. It's most people that used to do good works. Those people that they are good at works. You know, to want to emphasize that you're not like other Christians. You have to put born again. You know, I'm a believing Christian. Bros. The moment you become born again, heaven is in you. So when we read this verse, we think, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom. So we think that Jesus was saying that except a man be born again, he cannot go to heaven. Except a man be born again, he cannot have heaven. Nigerians are funny. Especially when we are relating with heaven. It's only in Nigeria that we go to heaven and see uncompleted building. Why? Because even this building is uncompleted. We are so used to uncompleted buildings in Nigeria. If you take a text out of context, forgetting the pretext and post-text, you are speaking what? Beautiful. Why should somebody say, I'm going to Lagos? After that, I'm going to Benin Republic. After that, I'm going to Edo State. And the only thing you are picking is, I'm going to Edo State. You will not. You can go to Edo State and look for him, but he will not be there. So to understand a text, you must read it properly in context. Read what was said before. It's always a line of thought. It's flowing to make a point. A what? A point. Look at everybody and say a point. A point. Now look at what Nicodemus said in verse 4. He says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is what? Old. Now that means for Jesus to have told him that you have to be born again, Nicodemus was wise enough to even understand that being born again or being born, the act of being born leaves you as a person. You cannot born yourself. That's why his head went straight to, my mother is the only person that, somebody else has to born me. He says, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into the mother's womb and be born? Look at the next question, next reply. Jesus answered, he says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Can you see that the word of before the Spirit is in what? Brackets. When you see King James translation and you see some words in bracket, it means that the initial translation, initial manuscript did not have those words. So let's read it without that word. Now it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, and what?
The
The Spirit. And what? The moment you read it as born of water and of the Spirit, you are talking about two different things. The word and is not always used as a conjunction, joining two different words together. Are we together? Let me show us an example. Let's quickly run to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. You know, this is what we used to share. You know, when you say we want to share the grace after every service, right? And let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. The grace. No, don't read from the Bible. Let's read from the one we learned when we were doing Bible school. 1, 2, 3, go. I wanted to hear sweet. There must be sweet there. And the what? I'm coming from John chapter 3 when I said the word and is not used as talking about two different things. People know me as Joshua, and people also know me as what? YBJ. So if I say, this is my brother, come. This is Percy, right? If you are making a statement and you say Joshua and Percy, what are you talking about? Two different persons. But the word and on so many occasions, not on every occasion, is an explanation of what was said before. So Joshua and YBJ in the context of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, is different from Joshua and Percy. Joshua and Percy is talking about Joshua as a person and Percy as a second person. But Joshua and YBJ in the terms of this is talking about Joshua, which is YBJ. Or Joshua, I mean YBJ. Or Joshua, that is YBJ. So this verse, you can see that, my brother, is saying the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean the love of God. I mean, or that is, or which is, the fellowship, the communion of the Spirit. It's not like grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is one thing. You now mix it together with the love of God as the second thing. You now mix it together with the fellowship. You're not talking about three different things. It is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the love of God, which is, I mean, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Remember the word be. Remember the word, I said something, if you're in brackets, it wasn't there. So the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit with you all. Might I say be with you? I'm trying to initiate an action to be done. Go back to John chapter 3. Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water. Now that word and is what? Which is, I just explained, which is, that is, I mean. So you can make a statement and use a symbol to represent something, and that thing you've represented, you, when you're making further statements, you don't use that same symbol again. So you say, a boy is Joshua. The next 500 statements I make after will be consisting of Joshua, not boy. I've mentioned boy for the first time and left it there. Yeah. I'm pointing your attention to something. In Bible interpretation, the word that is repeated over time is the real explanation of what was talking about. So when he says, in earlier sentence, he said, man be born of water, which is the Spirit. See, we think that born of water is about water baptism. But now, see how we do it. It's actually even said water before. Let's assume it is correct. It says water before the Spirit. But what we do in our time and age is what? You receive the Spirit then. Somebody will not tell you that water baptism is an expression of, how did they say it? Parable. You say, it's an expression. It's an outward declaration of what has done. Why didn't you go and call CNN if it's outward? Do you understand? So water was even used first before Spirit. But what Jesus was saying is what? He used water as a figurative expression for the Spirit. So when he says, a man was born of water, I wasn't talking about water. Let's even think about it, madam. When you put somebody inside water, can water burn somebody? It cannot burn, ma. It cannot, water cannot burn you. Am I saying it's bad to put people inside water? I didn't say anything. I shall know everybody used to bath every morning. Sailor. People can be dramatic about water baptism. You know, before you join the workforce, you will go through 7 weeks of foundational school. You know, and we've come to a generation where the realities of the things of Christ have been limited to foundational school alone. And we use our remaining services to teach what we don't need to teach.
That's
right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Except a man be born of water, which is the Spirit. To be born cannot be done by you. To be born again needs to be done by something else. When you are born, you cannot unborn yourself. Why do you think when you are born again, you can unborn again yourself? It just entered. It's 5 minutes after it entered. Some people will shout after 5 minutes. When your mother gave birth to you, you cannot enter back. That is normal. The moment you think salvation is not eternal, you have succeeded in raising physical birth over spiritual birth. You have succeeded in doing that. Why? Because the act of being born was not done by you. The act of being born again was not done by you. It's just like a mother gives birth to a child, and the child now misbehaves. 5 years after, you now say he was unborn. Same thing with born again. Why? Because the act of being born of that child was not done by the child. It was done by something else, someone else. So when he says, a man cannot, except a man be born of water, which is the spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He wasn't talking about, you know, I said something about how heaven is dramatic for Nigerians. Yeah. Only Nigerians will see queue in heaven. Right, because everywhere in Nigeria, there's queue. Iyao, you're there's queue. Go to Amala place, there's queue. Go to Chicken Republic, there's still queue. Malam shop says you see queue. So you see people go to heaven and they say they went to heaven and they're the queue. That's why these people are acting. There's these comedians that are doing some things on Instagram. And you know those people that are calling all the senators?
Yeah.
Broadway. You know, look at verse 6. Verse 6 says what? That which is born of the flesh is what? Flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is what? Remember, the Bible wasn't written in English. A lot of words were translated wrongly. Why? Because English is a newer English. English is a newer, what's the word? Language. Now, look at now. He mentioned water once in verse 5. Verse 6, is there water there?
No.
Look at verse 7. Marvel not, I say unto you, I say, a man be what? You must be born what? Is there water again? You know, so being born of water doesn't mean water baptism. Being born of water was a figurative expression for being born of the Spirit. So that's why he says, a man must be born from above. When he says above, he wasn't talking about up. Above was a word used to express a different dimension of the first thing that was spoken about. So when you say, a man was born from above, where is above? Do we do geography in this? People do geography here, right? The earth is what? Spherical. That means some countries are standing upside down, and we are standing facing up. Now, that means there are some countries that are standing upside down. There's only gravity that is keeping them, but they are walking upside down in relation to us. So when we say this is above and this is our heaven, where is their own heaven? Satan, don't fall for God. But you think hell is here. That's why you are marching here. So, being born from above is what? He's talking about a different kind of birth. Being born anew. I am born from above. Lift your hands and say that. I am born again. I am born from above. So, you know, earlier on I spoke about how heaven is not our what? Heaven is not the goal of a believer. Do you remember that? And I said heaven is what? Your start point. Glory to God. Now, see what Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says. When you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. Ephesians 1 verse 3. It says, blessed be the God and Father. Remember I said that word, and is not always talking about two different things. If you read this verse as and, as a conjunction talking about two different words, you will think it's talking about two different people. But if you read it together as an explanation, what is it saying? It says, blessed be the God, I mean the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who at what? Blessed us with all spiritual blessings. What is spiritual? Spiritual is an adjective for the word spirit. Am I right? So when you're talking about spiritual, you have to deal with what? Spirit. Now look at it. It says, blessed, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly. Remember I said what? The words in bracket are not what? There. Look at it now. It says, so when you see blessings in heavenly places, that means places is not there, right? So what's the reading of that? Blessings in heavenly in Christ. So that is to say, heaven is in Christ. Heaven is in Christ. When Jesus was saying, our Father who art in. Now look at, remember, who was Paul talking to here? Let's go to Ephesians 3, 1 verse 1. Let's go back to two verses before then. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the who? To the saints at Ephesus. Go back to verse 3. So to understand the blessings that are spiritual, all spiritual blessings, how do you understand it? You read the next few verses. Look at the next verse. According as he had what? In him before what? Who is the in him there? In Christ. That is blessing number. That we should be what? Holy without blame before him in what? Look at the next verse, verse 4, verse 5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasures of his will. You know, we live in a generation right now where we think, see, how many of us grew up doing something for our father before our father gave us what he needed? Was it your father, your stepfather? Your real father? Were you the only child? Let's just assume he was training you. Let's assume he was training you. You know. Now look at, he says, blessed be our Father who has blessed us. That means the blessing of God upon a believer, a saint, in Ephesians chapter 1, is past tense. Who has blessed us, not who will bless us. So why do we think we have to do something to impress God before he blesses us? Now, take note, though, he's talking about spiritual things, right? Yeah. Did he say, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had made us accepted in the way, beloved. Look at the next verse. In whom? Who is that whom again? Christ. We have what? Redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins. Lift your hand and say, I have forgiveness of sins. When Jesus died on the cross, we were in his future. He died for the sins of mankind ahead of where he was. So we just came into the ahead of where he was. Look at this now. If this is 2,000 years ago, this is 1,000 years ago, this is 2019. It's 2019 in front of 2,000 years ago. Right? It's in front of 2,000 years ago. Where are your past sins? Are they in front of 2,000 years ago? Eh? Abi? Where are your future sins? He didn't say in whom we might or we may, when we confess, have redemption of sin and forgiveness of sins. We have redemption of sin. We have forgiveness of sins. People say that teaching the grace message is a license to sin. The last time I checked, a man doesn't need a license before he does what he wants to do. When you are not real safe, you are giving people license to sin. Who issued you first? Who granted you permission to give people license? The love of God is an overwhelming love. The gospel of Christ is an amazing reality. What is the gospel? That Christ died, he was buried, he resurrected, and he lives in me. That's the gospel. Any other thing that is not centered around that is what? Another gospel. Thank you, mommy. Do you hear mommy? So before people say it's only the new generation people that are teaching. Mommy, can you say it again? Another gospel. Look at the spiritual things. Have we seen anything that is not spiritual in these verses we are reading? Look, see verse 18. Verse 8, when he had abounded towards us the wisdom and prudence, verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he had proposed in himself. Next verse, that in dispensation of fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, right? In him. Next verse, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom he also trusted, after that he heard the word of truth, the gospel of what? Your salvation, in whom also, after that he believed, you were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit. Let me give you an example of being sealed. Imagine Mama Bola went to the market to buy a bag of rice or buy beans in Mudu, 5 Mudu, and put inside nylon and ties it back. And she said, oh, this bag is so heavy. Yeah, Basira. Who remembers that song? we were all sinners. While we're yet ahead, it was correct. That's right. It was while we were sinners that Christ came to die. Yeah, you get it. But within that period, we learned what we could learn. Yeah, Basira, he don't come. So he said he was sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, right? Now, Mama Bola goes to the market and asks the Basira, "Oh, Mother, Mama Basira, let me go and buy rice and come back and pick my bag of beans." You know, and she was like, "Ah, okay, I might not be around when you come back, oh, but take this masking tape and write your name and paste it on it so that when you go and come back with your ID card and you show them, anybody that is on duty will give you." Yeah. Right? Now, you know that when she goes to buy rice and come back, the sales girl that has a wicked heart might remove the masking tape. Right? Is there a possibility of that?
Yes.
Imagine if before you go to that shop, you had opened a nylon and put your car key inside. And you zipped it. And you still put your masking tape. When you go and come back and Iya Basira says, "Girl, says no, this is not for you," what do you need to do? Please open it and check. That's what Christ did with the Spirit. He put the Spirit as a seal. See, we are not scared of Judgment Day. When the old story ends and everything happens and you say it's time, for those of us that want to make heaven, and it's time to make heaven, when God comes, what does he need to say? You might not look like a Christian. Am I saying don't look like a Christian? If that's what you heard, you need to pick this message as soon as we finish this service and go and hear it on your way home. Did I say you must not behave like a Christian? What am I saying? The Holy Spirit is a proof of the work Christ has done in you. So worse comes to worse, even if the devil, the accuser of brethren, comes and says, "No, he did this, he did that," what does God need to say? "Check him, my seal is there." That is part of the spiritual blessings that we're giving. Look at verse 14. Now, look at, remember, what I explained is what verse 14 says. It says, which is our earnest of our inheritance, until where?
The redemption
of the purchased possession. Remember, the beast is your purchased what? Possession. The seal inside is what? Is a proof or the earnest of your inheritance until you come back to redeem what you've bought. So the Bible says he has blessed us, he is going to bless us. Give me Colossians 2 verse 9. Colossians 2 verse 9, what does it say? It says, "For in," who is the him there? In Christ what? In Christ. You see, Christ is the exact image of who God is. The exact image of who God is who? Is who? If you are looking for God, who do you need to look for? Why? God is in Christ. Okay. Let's see John. John chapter 14 from verse 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe what? Also in me." Right? "In my Father's house." Give me the next verse. "There are many mansions there. In my Father's house." Let me put our mind to think, first of all. Can you have mansions in a house? Oh, I like what he said. You know what he said? She smiled and said, "Ah, that's true." So when you see mansions in a house, what should that do to you? It should make you calm down and see what he's talking about. Lots of figures of speeches were used in the Bible. Should I give you an example? When you say this is a tree of apple, what's the fruit? Apple. When you say this is a tree of mango, what's the fruit? When you now say this is a tree of life, what's the fruit? Is there a fruit called life? Is there good knowledge of good and evil? So to understand what Moses was writing in Adams, you have to what? Calm down and read your Bible. So did Adam eat a fruit from a tree that defied him? Selah. Jesus explained in Mark chapter 7, he said, the Bible says he looked at the disciples and said, "Are you also without sense? Don't you know that whatever a man eats doesn't go to his heart?" So the fruit that Adam ate was what? Good. Maybe in those days there's a fruit called good. And God was now guiding another tree called tree of life. You know, but if you read your Bible properly, you understand that when you see tree of life, is who? Okay. Watch out for Increase 301. So in my father's house are many mansions. You cannot have mansions in a house. In fact, when you mention mansion in this day and time, you are thinking of something bigger than a house, even though you are talking about a building. So why should you have something bigger than a house in a house? These are not the verses people used to use and go to heaven. You say, the more you win souls, God will sit on his throne. And J. Gabriel, connect water to his house. Moment you add another soul. It doesn't have burglary. Give him burglary. Moment you now misbehave. Angel Razak! Go and scatter the roof. See, some people are selfish on earth and selfish in their perspective of heaven. You still think that heaven, you think that your works is what makes them build your house in heaven. If it is your work that makes them build your house in heaven, how will you know when is your time to die so that you can rush? Do you understand? So that you will rush so that the angels will roof. Even if they roof it without painting it, you still have a house. So even if rain wants to fall in heaven, there's roof over your head. We know you want to build mansion. Build your mansion here. Don't be stingy. Don't try and impress people with what you are doing. You know, I want 5,000 souls, and God told me that my house is an estate now. that anything I do is not the roof that I'll be going. It's house by house that I'll be going. I've known that your picture of heaven is related to your environment. That's why you see somebody will say that his house in heaven, there was no light. Why Nigeria? No, now. If somebody's house in heaven, you see keg. Why? Because there's no water. Where are papers made from? So when you say book of life, so after man made paper from tree, God sent Angel Gabriel to come and pick a book to go upstairs. So it's after man developed trumpet years ago, Angel Michael, go and carry the best. Go and pick trumpet. We are waiting for the sound of trumpet. You think you will... let's think about it. Things were made on earth. So is it an angel that came to steal from one shop? See, there are lots of figures of speeches in the Bible. When you see book of... You say, write my name in the book of life. The moment you sing, God will use tipex. You have considered God to be jobless. Because you use tipex today, you clean it and write again tomorrow. When you do again, you use tipex on top of the tipex. The moment your sin is worse, you just tear the page. On the last day, let me tell you something today. The assurance we have of enjoying heaven or enjoying life after what we've done on earth is not dependent on what we do. Inasmuch as it is very important to do good things, there is no book that God is opening, page one, page two, page. How many books will he write? You know, we like to mystify so many things and just say, God is all-knowing. Before you know, you start imagining a monster in your head, you think he's God. He has five hands here, you know, he's balancing. His one eye is every, so one eye is in Kaduna, one eye is in. I'm in Christ forever. If by adventure we hear trumpet now, see, anywhere you go to and you don't see me there, check is where you are in hell. If by adventure we hear that UK national anthem, and we say everybody disappeared, and you go somewhere, and you don't see me there, I'm in Christ forever. I'm in Christ dead. Glory, glory, glory. I don't want a house that is determined by my works. My works, I've not still built a house in Nigeria on earth. Why should I suffer again to build another house in heaven? In quotes. Glory, glory, glory. No, so let's explain. Let's see what he was trying to say. Now he says, not so, now if it were not so, I would have told you. He now says, I go to prepare a place for you. Imagine you come to my house and say, okay, be right. And I say, okay, hold on, I'll be right back just now. Let me just go and prepare a place for you. That is to say, there's a possibility of you to have a place in my house. So when Jesus was saying in my Father's house, he couldn't say in our Father's house. Why? Because he had not died and resurrected. Let's look at it together. Look at verse 3. And if I go, you can't say if I go, because if is the probability statement. The word there is what? When or since. So when he says, so since or when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come. Go prepare a place for you. I will come again. What was he talking about? He wasn't talking about second coming. What was he talking about? His death, his burial, and his resurrection. So is when he was saying I will come again, he was talking about what? Resurrection. What is the resurrection? That God will not allow his only one to suffer corruption in the land of the dead. You know how we always wake up every Sunday morning and say, in the presence of the Lord, the fullness of joy. Why don't you just lift up your hands and give God a wiper? I was telling some people, when my dad translated last year, one man that thought he was sound in the world came to meet me and was trying to encourage me. You know what he said? He said, God did not want your father to see the corruption of 2019. So he took him away. I almost slapped him, but I said, thank God for long suffering. Even if I slapped you there, forgive us. Look at this man. You know, David spoke as a prophet about Christ. Yeah. So when he says you will not allow your only one to suffer corruption, when Peter explained in Acts, he was talking about Christ. Yeah. You know what in the presence of the Lord the experience of joy is? He's not talking about, he's not talking about Saturday evening. You know what he was talking about? When Jesus was on earth, he was present on earth, right? He was absent from the land of the dead. When he died, he became what? Absent from the land of the living and became present in the land of the dead. When he resurrected, he became absent from the land of the dead and came back to the land of the living. So in the presence of the Lord from the land of the dead, there is fullness of joy for a believer. He's not talking about Sunday morning or Wednesday evening. So, when I go, I will what? His going is what? Death. Going is talking about how he would die. And his I will come again is talking about what? How he will resurrect. Say, and receive you unto myself. Look at it. He says, that where I am, there you may be also. As Jesus resurrected. As Jesus resurrected. So where are you? Look at verse 5. Look at the next verse. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am what? The way, the truth. Now take note. He's not saying the way, the truth, and as different things. Remember the first teaching? Yeah. Beginning. What is and in so many occasions? Yeah. Which is, that is, I mean. So he's saying, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth. The word there, truth, there was translated truth from the word reality. So he's saying, I am the way, the truth, that which is the reality, and the life. You know, in the eyes of God, man is dead without Christ. That is why when somebody wants to be born again and you are doing altar call, when you come to the altar and say, I give my life to you, I make a U-turn. If you are driving and you make a U-turn, it's not the same place you are coming from. Look at it now. You are driving like this and you now make U-turn. It's not where you are coming from, you are going back to. I make a U-turn. I shall understand what you are trying to say. But the idea of being born again, you don't have a life to give God. He is the one that has a life to offer you. So yeah, when you come up for altar call, you are being born again. Based on receiving a life. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is there a thing called giving your life to Christ? Yes. But it is not what you do when you become born again. Giving your life to Christ is after you are born again, you give your life to Christ to the work of the gospel. I am the way, I am the reality. I am the life. Which is the life? Now, no man cometh unto the Father but what? By me. Look at the next verse. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. What is Jesus trying to say? Me and my Father, we are what? We are one. He said, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Look at verse 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Look at verse 9. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you? And yet, he's saying, I have been with you so much of a long time, and yet you don't know me. Philip, you know that kind of thing? Elder spokesman. Or no, let's use our relative words, deacon. Deacon, what's that sitting in front? Jesus now said, Philip, Philip, you've been with me so much, and yet, see what you're saying? He that has seen me had what? Seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Look at the next verse. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? So when he was saying, in my Father's house, what was he saying? In my Father's house. In my Father's house. He was, for better English words, he could have said, in me are many. Now, the word mansions there is a Greek word, mone, which means dwelling places. Who are the dwelling places that are in the Father's house right now? You and I. So, in my Father's house, what he's trying to say is, in me are many. There are many dwelling places for every. So every believer has the ability to stay in Christ. There's a believer for. There's a space for every believer in Christ. So, in fact, what I was even trying to say is, in my Father's household, the word their house is not necessarily. Shift your mind from building. It says, in my Father's household, which is in me, there are many. So, the ability for Christ to call Jesus our Father, his Father, is the same ability he was going to prepare for you to call God your Father. As long as you understand you are in Christ, reduce the amount of times you are calling God, God, and increase the amount of times you are calling God, Father. Father has to do with a relationship. Look at it. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth where? In me. Now look at the next verse. Believe me that I am where? And the Father where? Now remember that I am. Do all your calculations there. So, Jesus, the fullness of God is where? So, if you are looking for God, where do you see God? Where are you? Why are you in Christ? Take it back to my first verse I used. Why are you in Christ? I'm a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. All things have become what? Now, it didn't just say all things that. It says, behold, pay deliberate attention. Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. Philemon has one, just one chapter. That the communication of thy faith may become what? Effectual. Let's start from verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayer. So this is the prayer that Paul was praying, right? For who? Philemon, right? Go back to verse 1. Let's see who he was talking to. Paul, a prisoner of God, and Timothy, our beloved, you know, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. So who was he writing to? Okay, beautiful. So let's go back to verse 4. So he was praying that the communication of the faith. Now, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith, which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints. Look at the next verse. Let's read verse 6 together. 1, 2, 3, go. Let's read King James together. Let's just read King James together. 1, 2, 3, go. Now, you see, the word acknowledging is talking about precise understanding, complete comprehensive understanding. So he's saying that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging, you see, of every. Now, when you say every and all, is there a difference? What if I'm saying every and all? No, think deeper. I want you to think. Sir, is it your same? What do you want to say, every and all? Yeah, you're sounding deep. Everything is what? What do I explain? Pelu Greek words. They say every is every, every is all. You know, when it says every, now, I'll round up here. You know, it says every is talking about all. So, the communication of your faith can only be effectual or effective to the degree of your understanding of every good thing that is in Christ. Good works is not a prerequisite to salvation. Good works is an offshoot of salvation. You can try and live a very holy life and let me use better words. You can try and please everybody and not offend anybody, do everything you want to do right, left and right, and all of those things. The best name that your name will be is a good man. Look at it though. He says, which is in you, in where? In Christ. So that is why when we are saying certain things, your songs must You cannot claim to have acknowledged what God has done in you, and you are singing wrong things. How can you say you accept or you acknowledge that God calls you holy and you are holy, and you are still singing, "Lord, make me holy"? How can you say that God has told you that you are His temple, and God is, you are still singing, "Try and make me your temple"? How can you say you acknowledge that God lives in you, and you are still saying, "I want to be where you are"? You are sounding deep, and you are crying. No, I say something to people. The fact that you are crying doesn't mean what you are saying is true. Sonny Badu did a song, right? After he sang it, so everybody, what's that song? Open the floodgates, in abundance. You know, if I call choir to sing now, so people will kneel down, lie down, and tears will wet everywhere. Sonny Badu, because his knowledge had improved, he came back years after and said he sang that song out of emotional. Is your name in the book of life? You know, so when you're singing "Open the floodgates in abundance," so he has corrected it now. What happened to those people that were crying? The founder of the song, thank God we are forgiven in Christ. The founder of the song said it was just an emotional blackmail song. So now, with a better understanding, you have to re-cry. So you cannot say you acknowledge what God has done for you in Christ and still be singing anti your reality. I'm in Christ. Lift your hand and say, "I'm in Christ." You know, Bible says that. No one can pluck them out of my hands. You know what that means? What made you to be in God's hand is not what you did. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Lift your hand and say, "I'm in Christ." I'm in Christ. So when they ask you, "What is your identity?" What is your identity? You are a new creation. So your identity has changed because all things are new. Let's end on Ephesians chapter 4. Should we do Ephesians 4? Let's see Ephesians 2 verse 10 first. For we are what? Are you his workman? What is the difference between workman and workmanship? Beautiful. Workmanship is the product of what the workman has done. So you are not a workman. And when they work, calm down. Calm down. So we are his workmanship. You know, a lot of, before while that verse is coming, let me just say this. A lot of us try to live a good life because we think there's a projector in heaven. You know, they told us now. There's a what? Screen. So the day, the final day, people will come, Jesus will sit down, and God will now sit down. The Holy Spirit will be carrying the marker from the board, you know, and the Holy Spirit is now going to stand by the projector. You now say, "Tell me the truth. Did you steal meat or not?" You now want to lie. God will now say, "Holy Spirit, play." By the time you are about to steal, God will now say, pause. Let him see it himself. Is that you or is not that you? You now say, "It's me, sir." Holy Spirit, play. Hey, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm breaking your heart today. Remember I said something. Heaven is not a physical location. Heaven is what? It's not a, heaven is a spiritual reality. Heaven is a spiritual realm. If it's a physical location, man will find it very soon. Now look at it. So, am I saying don't live a good life? Don't live a proper life? No, you have to live a proper life. Why? Because God has called you holy. So you live a holy life because he has called you holy. You're not trying to live a holy life, so God will now say after you finish, you are holy. He says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Unto what? He says, which God had before ordained that we should what? Walk in them. There's a work expected from you to please your fellow men and yourself. Give me Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation when you are called. What is that trying to say? They have called you a particular name. Walk in reference to that name you are called. It's simple. Why are you living a holy life? Why are you trying to please people? Not to impress God. Because your righteousness is like a filthy rag. Your righteousness cannot impress God. Lift your hand and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm the workmanship of God. I have been called unto good works. I'm in Christ. You know, when the Bible says faith without works is dead, it's not talking about trying to, you know how we always present that verse? You make it look like when you want to go and submit your CV somewhere, you have to add faith, you know, so God sees the faith. You know, you understand all those plenty English. But you know what faith without works is? How can you say you believe in Christ and the love he has shown to mankind and not do good works to other people? So faith without works is not about how you want to go and submit your CV, or you have faith in God that God will give you something, but you have to design CV. That is your work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Faith without works. He's talking about, he says, if you say a destitute person, I cannot feed the person. Why do you live a righteous life? Because God has called you righteous. Lift your hand and say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know, the truth is, there are certain realities that we cannot teach in 10 hours. Do you understand? But one thing we must always have in our head is that we have from now till whenever we pass to understand the Bible. Don't be in a... I've said a lot of things that would have pushed you to think today. You know, Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, it says we should not be swayed away by men's philosophies and high-sounding what? Nonsense, you know. To be, you have to see it, to eat it, then be it, then beg it. You know, just to make it rhyme at the end. I was saying, Every word you hear, every statement you make, the idea of in Christ is to push you to want to analyze everything you hear. Is it consistent with the word of truth? Is it consistent with your Bible? Are you saying it because this man has been in ministry for 700 years? But remember, you cannot be, the extent of your effectiveness is limited to your understanding of every. Ephesians 4:17 says that the eyes of understanding may be enlightened. Let's just pray in tongues for the next few minutes. That these words I've heard, that my eyes is enlightened.
I am enlightened, truly enlightened in your word. I am enlightened, truly enlightened in your word. And I am enlightened, this is my prayer. Truly enlightened in your word, that I am enlightened.